A traveling art exhibit has premiered in Western Massachusetts that uses 21st century technology to highlight the world's most famous 19th century painter. At the Van Gogh for All exhibit at the Springfield Museum's DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts, visitors can step in front of a blue wall and be transported into Vincent van Gogh's Starry Night, or manipulate the Dutch post-impressionist painter's most famous work on a 12-foot-wide electronic screen.
The world loves Vincent van Gogh, and here's a way that more of the world can engage with him. And hopefully, that will then bring them to the fine art museums and have them engaging in art in a different way, thinking about art in a different way.
Lou Bank, chief operating officer of the Dolores Cole Education Foundation, which developed the exhibit, said there are places where people can sit and draw a self-portrait, step into a Van Gogh landscape, or take a selfie with a sunflower.
We've got, for instance, a section that's set up to look like what might have been Van Gogh's studio, so you can see what his world might have looked like. But then we also go into a three-dimensional version of the bedroom, which is both meant to immerse you in the artwork, but then also give you a sense of how he played with perspective to make his art work. So it's sort of, if you get deep enough into it, it's sort of a scientific take on his artwork as well.
Van Gogh for All premiered at the Houston Art Museum last March. Banks said the response to it was gratifying.
In Houston, people were blown away by Van Gogh for All. It was really exciting for us because if you look at the Instagram feed for the Museum of Fine Arts Houston, you'll see that by and large, most people were posting Van Gogh for All, even as that museum had 50 original Van Goghs on display.
The Springfield Museums is the first stop for the traveling exhibit on the East Coast. Regina Wallet, a retired school teacher who volunteers as a tour guide at the Springfield Museums, said she hoped the exhibit would generate more interest in fine arts museums.
I think it's wonderful, and I just wish that adults would recognize the opportunities for the kids to interact with a famous artist and his copies of his paintings.
Springfield Museum's president Kay Simpson said Van Gogh for All fits with the museum's strategic plan to offer more hands-on interactive programming to attract a wide audience.
When we first learned that the Van Gogh for All exhibition was going to go on tour, we immediately tried to schedule it for the Springfield Museums.
In a gallery adjacent to Van Gogh for All, there is a complimentary exhibit that explores the influence of Japanese art on Van Gogh's painting. It features rarely seen authentic Japanese prints from the Springfield Museum's own collection. The two exhibits are scheduled to run through October 14th. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.